How are people knowing about it now or years after the event happened? Are they, do you think they are teaching them in school, or are they, or their relatives are probably telling them?
Yeah, I mean, people are talking about it because we are in the same situation right now in Sudan.
Mm-hmm.
There is a military government. The military is taking over the country for like now 25 years, and the oppositions are parties are against the government.
Mm.
And at this point, there were a lot of fights, a lot of wars in the south, in the west, and now people are trying to come together.
Mm.
In reconciliation.
Mm.
So it's the same situation like at that time, like 76, I think 75. So it's the same scenario is happening right now. So people are trying to
compare.
Yeah, it's comparable, you know, because it's the same situation. The opposition were against the government, or some parties of the opposition are fighting,
mm-hmm,
the government, and now everybody's trying to come together and, mm-hmm, have a peaceful, reconciliation and have a national government.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't get worse.
What is your opinion? Do you have a side or?
No, I am with the. With everybody coming together, because the country situation is getting worse and worse economically, politically, and socially. People are, going back to their tribes, going back to their ethnicity, going back to, and
because of the government.
Because of the government, tried to rule by dividing people together. Parties, dividing the parties together, dividing people against people. So, so that, they managed to control the country, but at the end, the government, the country is divided and divided and divided. So, hopefully they can come together, and bring all the Sudanese to one government and then work in improving the situation in Sudan.
But are there leaders that are trying to fix?
Yeah, there are some leaders, but there are some people that because of selfishness, they don't want to join.
Hmm.
They feel like they're supposed to get more than they don't want to compromise. They want to get more than what they can get.
Hmm.
So that's, people are selfish, and some it can work with some parties joining and not the others. It's going to be the same problem. So everyone has to come. So that's why it's difficult to bring everybody in.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the only solution right now.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's going to be war. It's going to be like civil war,
It's going to have a war.
So. Yeah. I mean, there is some fighting in this, in the West, in Darfur and other, states in the country, but it's gonna be more. It's gonna be a lot of people. It's even in the capital. There will be a lot of, because there is a lot of guns now, with each parties, so.
So history is repeating itself.
Yeah, in a way, yeah. So the government, I think the president at that time was wise, and he managed to reconcile people. But now I think the president is trying, but I don't know, he's not trying hard. And some opposition parties are
he's abusing his power.
I mean, he is, of course. I mean, he's responsible for all the mess that happened at the end. So.
Is he the same president as the what happened in the coup?
No. No, that was in Nimeri. Now he's al-Bashir. It's different. You know, there is a... There was a democratic elected government in between the two military governments.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, different, but it's the same problem, the same issues, the same situation.
Thank you.